We continue our reading of the Old Testament today, 1 Samuel, where chapter 23 will begin at verse 15, continuing the story of the period where David is in flight from the malice, the crazed malice of King Saul, who is determined to put him to death. And David is approaching what seems to be, if not the end of his rope, almost the end of his rope. And he's in the wilderness of Ziph. Now, where's that? Well, it's in the desert region south of Judea, in the what's called the Negev, and south of the Arabah, that arid region. And he's running and hiding from King Saul, and it's a very distressing time. In fact, David's protecting the people there, as we will learn, but the people turn him in. He can't even count on his countrymen. They're informing on him to King Saul, and he's really in a desperate situation. In this chapter, the Lord saves him in two ways. The first is through the spiritual encouragement of his covenant friend Jonathan. The passage begins with that. Jonathan, who is the prince to King Saul, after all, he knows how dire David's situation is, and he knows what David needs is to believe in the Lord. Do you realize that? What you need most, what I need most in the great trials of our lives is that we believe the word of God, that we do not despair. We trust the Lord. David's in a very bleak situation. But Jonathan comes, and I love the statement of verse 16, he strengthened his hand in God. Now, that's what Christian friendship and fellowship is all about, that we would exhort one another, that we would urge one another to continue in the faith. And you go, well, what do we use for that? Well, the answer is the promises of God. That's what Jonathan uses in this passage. He reminds David, don't forget that God has promised that you're going to be king. My father knows you're going to be king. I'm second to my father. I know you're going to be king. So, David, remember you're going to be king. You're not going to fail because God's promises are you cannot fail. That's how we strengthen our faith. And sometimes it's all we seem to have. And through the promises of God, our hand is strengthened and we continue in faith. Secondly, God circumstantially delivers David. Now, the situation, it's almost like a Western movie with a posse after the criminals, and they've got him nailed, and he's got his informants, and they're telling him exactly where David is, and David's people are fleeing on one ridge, and Saul's army's on the other, and it can't last much longer. When at the end of the chapter, a messenger arrives. Oh, it turns out the Philistines have done a massive raid into the flank of Israel, and King Saul has to leave to save his kingdom. And David is delivered. Well, my friends, you too will be delivered. The church in this world of woe, we'll be talking about that in a sermon today, the church will be delivered by the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our glorious hope. Let's encourage one another in the promises of God, but let's look to Jesus alone. He will come, and he will save us in our time of need. Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. We begin at verse 15. David saw that Saul had come out to seek his life. David was in the wilderness of Ziph at Horesh. And Jonathan, Saul's son, rose and went to David at Horesh and strengthened his hand in God. And he said to him, do not fear, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you. Saul my father also knows this. And the two of them made a covenant before the Lord. David remained at Horesh, and Jonathan went home. Then the Ziphites went up to Saul at Gibeah, saying, is not David hiding among us in the strongholds at Horesh, on the hill of Hakilah, which is south of Jeshimon? Now come down, O king, according to all your heart's desire, to come down, and our part shall be to surrender him into the king's hand. And Saul said, may you be blessed by the Lord, for you have had compassion on me. Go, make yet more sure, no one see the place where his foot is, and who has seen him there, for it is told me that he is very cunning. See, therefore, and take note of all the lurking places where he hides, and come back to me with sure information, then I will go with you. And if he's in the land, I will search him out among the thousands of Judah. And they arose and went to Ziph ahead of Saul. Now David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon in the Arabah to the south of Jeshimon. And Saul and his men went to seek him, and David was told, so he went down to the rock and lived in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. So Saul went on one side of the mountain, and David and his men on the other side of the mountain. And David was hurrying to get away from Saul, and Saul and his men were closing in on David and his men to capture them. And a messenger came to Saul, saying, "Hurry and come, for the Philistines have made a raid against the land." So Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. Therefore that place was called the Rock of Escape. And David went up from there and lived in the strongholds of En-Gedi. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.